Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavam ist Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So remember, how Chalitza works. You have to remove the Yavim's shoe. She has to remove the Yavim's shoe. She has to spit in front of the Yavim. She has to say the Pesukim. What are the Pesukim? Me'ein Yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael, la'yavayavmi. And the Yavim has to say to the Dayanim, la'chafatzti la'kachta. For she says, he doesn't want to take me. The Yavim has to say, I don't want to take her. Then the Yavam has to remove the shoe in front of the eyes of the Dayanim. She has to spit on the ground in front of him. And she says, Kacha yasa le'ish asher le'yivne es beis achiv. This is what is done for a person who does not want to build up his brother's house. So what happened in our Mishnah is, first case of our Mishnah is that Chalsa, the Yavama took off the shoe. But a Kaka, she did the spitting, avalai kara. She didn't read the Pesukim that she was supposed to read. Despite the Chalitza Sekshayri, the Chalitza is kosher. Reading the Pesukim is not ma'akev. She can still marry anyone she wants at this point. The Yivum connection has been disconnected. The Batanur explains, this is learned from the Pasuk, Kacha Ye'ose. Now normally when it says Kacha, that means it has to be this way. You can't change anything. But the Pasuk says Kacha Ye'ose, when it comes to things that are done, physical things, like removing the shoe or spitting, without doing it, the Chalitza is not good. But the kriya, the reading, which is not ye'asa, which is not doing, it's just saying, that's not ma'akev. L'chatchila, they're supposed to say the psukim, like we explained. But if they didn't, and she did the thing she was supposed to do, the chalitza is still kosher. However, says the Mishnah Vayiter, Kara, if they did read the psukim, v'raka, and she spit, avalai chalitza, but she didn't remove his shoe, chalitza, so psula. Because here we were missing an action. For that matter, chalsa, she removed the shoe, v'kara, read the psukim of Leiraka, but didn't spit. So Rabbi Eliezer says, chalitza sa psula. Here too, the chalitza is pasul. You're missing an action. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva ima chalitza sa ksheir. If we're missing the spitting, the chalitza is still kosher. Oma Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's pasul without the spitting, brings a raya to his shita. It says in the Torah, kacha yayasa. So it's mashma from here that kol davar shehu ma'isa, anything which is an action, ma'akev, holds back the kashus of the chalitza. Spitting is a ma'isa. So if she didn't spit, the chalitza shouldn't be good. Amalei Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva holds without the spitting, it is kasha b'di'evet. He says, misham raya, from there, is there a raya to what you're saying? The pasuk says, kacha yasa le'ish. So from here we learn kol davar shehu ma'isa be'ish, anything that's an act with the guf of the person, like removing the shoe, that's what's ma'akev the chalitza. But the spitting, which is not related to the guf of the person, she just spits on the floor in front of him, that, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not ma'akev. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned the chalitza has three parts to it. There's the reading of the psukim. The Yavama says to the Dayan, to the Dayanim, Me'ein Yavami l'hokim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. Le'ava Yavami, he doesn't want me. The Yavim says, Le'chafatzi l'kachta, I don't want to take her. The Yavama then removes the shoe in front of their eyes, the eyes of the Dayanim, and spits on the floor in front of him. Our Mishnah told us, if she removed the shoe and spit but didn't read the psukim, Bidi Eved, the Chalitza, is kosher. Because the Pasuk says, Kacha Ye'ase. It has to be this way. Kacha means it has to bedavka be this way. You can't change anything, but only Ye'ase, only in regard to actions. And the reading of the Pesukim is Dibur Bi'alma, says the Batanura. That's not considered an action. If there was Chalitza, but no spitting, Rabbi Eliezer says the Chalitza is Pasul. Rabbi Kiva says, it's Kasher. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you mean? It says Kacha Ye'ase. Anything that's done has to be done. Kacha, like this, Ye'ase. And spitting is done. It's an action. To which Rabbi Kiva answered, but it says kacha yasa le'ish. So it has to be anything that's done to the person. That's where the pasuk says it's ma'akev. Like removing the shoe, but the spitting, which is not done in the guf of the yavim, that's not ma'akev.